This is a group processing session by L. Ron Hubbard given on the 17th of February, 1954. The title is Group Processing, Things Not Suppressing Time. This group processing session is 57 minutes long. Reproduced by Golden Era Productions.
Okay, this is February 17th. We're going to get into batch processing right now.
All right, the first thing we want to see if we can contact here is several things in the future which will really be real. Let's get some more, some things that will really be real. Get one anyway. And now some things you don't have to make come true. And several emotions you don't have to repress at this moment. Several more. Check them over very carefully. Very important. What emotions aren't we suppressing at this instant? And find one you're not suppressing for sure. Okay, now let's find some things you will be in communication with. Find some things you will be in communication with. And now some things you won't be in communication with. One for sure. That's troublesome. Put a finite time on it. And now, sometimes when you felt some affinity for something, and some things for which you will feel some affinity. Come, something. Like lunch. and some things you will own tomorrow. Okay. Now let's check over some places you're not. Now let's be at some distance from the body. And then be in a place you would really like to be in. And find something that's really real to you there. And reach for it and withdraw from it. Okay, now let's just continue in that area with the processing. And let's get something that won't appear in this area in the next couple of minutes. Some more things that won't appear in the area. I get that for sure now. Things that won't appear in this area. And let's get some things you're not trying to hold in this area. Some things you're not trying to keep out of this area. Some things you're not trying to hold in this area. Some things you're not trying to keep out of this area. Some things you're not trying to hold in this area. Some things you're not trying to keep out of this area. Some things you're not trying to hold in this area. some things which aren't holding you in this area. Some things which aren't holding you out of this area. Some things which aren't holding you in this area. Some things which aren't holding you out of this area. Now let's check over some emotions you are not at this moment trying to suppress. One for sure. Okay, now let's get some things in this area that are not shooting at you. And some things you're not shooting at. And some more things, for sure now, that aren't shooting at you. And some things you're not shooting at. And locate some places where you are not. Now let's look around the environment and find some objects, and each one, look at it, say, well, that's lost to me. And find another one, that's lost to me, and so forth. One after the other, lots of them, look at them, straight at these objects, say, with great sadness, well, that's lost to me. I'll be well away from your chair now. Look around a much bigger environment. And anything you see, as fast as it greets your eyes, say, well, that's lost to me. I don't have that anymore. Pick them out, object after object. Now change what you're doing there slightly, and each object you look at, say, well, I'll never find that again. And now alter that slightly by saying on each one of these objects very clearly and distinctly, if I take my eyes off of it, it'll disappear. Be very sad about it. If I take my eyes off of it, it'll vanish. Then look at something else. Same thing. Object after object, if I take my eyes off of it, or my attention off of it, it'll vanish. Item after item. Now look at each one of these objects again and say, I could get rid of the aberration here if I could only run it in Persian. Get the beautiful sadness of not being able to get the Persian phrases out. Lost, unknown, gone. Okay, now continue to check over the environment. And this time, look at spaces. Look at the spaces, that's all. Just look at the spaces. Don't look at the objects, look at the spaces. Space after space. Okay, now let's look at the objects again and say, well, I can't have any impacts from that. Now make it, I mustn't have any impacts from that. Okay, now mock yourself up as an ideal Thetan. Endow yourself with the characteristics necessary to be an ideal Thetan. make a good job out of it. Okay, now just start checking over the environment and spot exact places down to the pinpoint and decide each time that you can't stay there. Place after place decides you can't stay there. Just decide that arbitrarily. Some more places. Okay, now contact or hold on to two parts of the body. Put your attention on the contact and then sit there and don't think. I'm going to do this for several minutes now. Put your attention on two parts of the body. Hold on and don't think. Put your attention on the body, two parts of it, and don't think. just put your attention on two parts of the body and sit there and don't think. Okay, now find two pieces of matter in the environment, not the body, and hold on to those for a moment. Now find the floor beneath your feet. Be where you please. Okay, put a large mob of people out there now who didn't realize you were protecting it. They're very sorry. They didn't realize you were protecting it. If they wisp away or do something strange, just put them there again and let them go. Now let's get one or more, preferably more, of your mother out there in front, not realizing that you were protecting the baby. Put her there again, put her there again. She's so sorry. Now start adding your father into it. The family, they didn't realize you were protecting the baby. Oh, get mobs of them now. Mobs of them. Didn't realize you were protecting the baby. All right, let's set that aside. Now let's get mobs of police. Start with one and work it on up if you have to. But let's get mobs of police who didn't realize you were behind it. Get in there being so sorry they didn't realize you were behind it. Get them real upset. Very apologetic. Oh, let's get more cops. Now let's mock yourself up walking down to the police station and saying nonchalantly, "Well, I did it." time after time, lock yourself up, telling the cops you did it. Being quite overt about it. Lots of you, time after time, telling lots of cops, I did it. It was I. You can change your confession now to I killed a lot of them. Okay, now let's mock yourself up telling your father and mother this. I did it. Do it and then set the whole thing aside and do it again. Do it some more. Tell your father and mother you did it. Tell any other people that have come to mind now, time after time, that you did it. Okay, get a whole mob of people out in front of you now, just in general, and have them say, sorry, they didn't know it was you. Okay, now let's sweep all that aside, and now let's think of our present time problem. And let's get an enormous mob of people out there now agreeing that this is the most horrible problem they ever heard of. And have them all shoot themselves because it's a horrible problem. Sweep that aside and get your father and mother apologizing to you because you have this problem. Put them aside and do it again. Put them aside and do it again. Some more times. Him saying, we didn't know you had those worries. Some more times. All right, now get a mob of police, each one of them saying, we didn't know you had those worries, and have them go away. Then put them there again. Same thing. Now mock up a whole mob of people facing a whole mob of people, all of them convinced. Not of anything, but just convinced. Do it several times. Okay. Now let's check over some places you are not. And let's find a place you could stay if you made up your mind to. Let's get that with great certainty now, a place you could stay for sure if you made up your mind to. Okay. Now, let's be the messed universe, any way you want to look at this. A huge mass of blackness or anything you want to mock yourself up as the messed universe. And look at you, a Thetan, critically for faults. And just pick out all the faults of you, a Thetan. Set that aside and be the messed universe again and pick out some more faults out of you, a Thetan. And set that aside and do it again. Only let's get a good catalog built up here before we get through. must find some more things wrong with you, Thetan, and one in particular, and how wrong that is. Let's set whatever you have aside, mock yourself up again as the messed universe, and this time get critical but thoroughly. Now get a number of things you'd like to convince this Thetan of. This Thetan called your name. Number of things you'd really like to convince this Thetan of. Okay, now get him convinced, but good. Lower the boom on him. Wipe him out. And let's find some places where your mother is not. And some things which will be real to you. And some impacts you do not have to have at the moment. Some more impacts you don't have to have right now. And now some impacts which you won't have to have tomorrow. Get one for sure. Some more if you can. And now some things which you won't have to lose tomorrow. It's more things you won't have to lose tomorrow. You can get some for sure there that you won't have to lose tomorrow. If only on the basis that you don't own them. Okay. Now let's get some persons you are not. Some persons you are not. Some more persons you are not. Get one for sure that you're not. Absolutely certain you're not this one person. And then some more. And let's get some goals you do not have. Some goals that you do not have. All right. Now check over some items which are not at this moment in your skull. Some more things that are not in your skull. Let's check over some animals now that aren't eating you. Okay, and some animals you are not. Okay, and some emotions you will not have to suppress in the next couple of minutes. and some things which, if she were here, your mother would not be suppressing you about. And some items of clothing you do not have to wear at this moment. Let's check over some people now who are not ridiculing you. And now some goals that you do not have. And some things about yourself that you do not have to prove to anybody. Now grab hold of a couple of parts of your body and hold on and don't think. Find a couple of things in the environment. Hold on to those. Let go of them, find something real in the environment, reach for it and withdraw from it. Get some things which you are not at this moment duplicating. Some people you're not being like. Get one for sure there, somebody you're not being like. Get good certainty on that. And find the feet beneath your shoes. If you can't do that, make it the floor. Okay.